Secondary 1. Reading aloud, text 8. This passage describes the challenges faced by child prodigies. Anthony was 9 and a primary 4 pupil when he took 2 O-level mathematics papers as a private candidate and scored as in both. He completed the 2-hour papers much earlier than his older peers. At 5, he was already reading the encyclopedia, and at 7, he derived the formula for Pythagoras' theorem. His parents are now wondering if they should fast-track him. Although it seems like a logical move, experts have cautioned about fast-tracking child prodigies. When a young child goes to university where everybody is a teenager or young adult, the difference in physical, emotional, and social age may cause issues. Terry Gonnie, who entered primary 1 at 5 and enrolled at Raffles Institution at 10, said that it was challenging for him to physically keep up with his peers in the Red Cross. It was difficult for them to look out for me while minding the physical discipline. It was stressful for me that my peers didn't like me, or some didn't want me to be in their project groups, he said. For others, being smart makes them a target. As the youngest person in the world to pass O-level chemistry at 7 and physics at 9, Anand Celeste Colley was bullied extensively during his Bukit Timah primary school days. Child prodigies also have to face another potential hurdle after studies. They may be highly intelligent, but employers are not easily convinced they are mature enough to handle working life. Teenager Ning Hui says hard work, and not the prodigy label, ensures success. She says, "I may have progressed faster than others, but I'll have to keep it up in the future and become more than just a prodigy, because the label won't last me a career."